Gentoo's GitHub account was hacked, a marketing firm leaks private data on millions, and a new GDPR-like bill was signed into law in California. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for July 3rd, 2018. Your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Our Patreon is over at patreon.com/threatwire, and that is always the best way to support the show and will help us reach our next goal. So if you want access to exclusives, including that brand new Discord server, check out the Patreon link in the show notes below. And special thanks to our newest patrons, Rob Security, Joe, John, Anshuman, Michael, Stefan, Stefan, and Jason. And now, on to the news. Now, shout out to Joel on Patreon for sharing this story, which also got the Patreon vote this week. Gentoo is a free open source Linux distro based on FreeBSD, and it uses e-build bash scripts to automate compiling and installation of software. Now on June 28th, Gentoo Linux posted a security update saying that the GitHub Gentoo organization was hacked and partially resolved, with little information otherwise. Gentoo took their GitHub account offline while cleaning up any kind of affected files, with the organization later updating to say the Gentoo mirror and non-GitHub servers were unaffected. On June 30th, the repositories were restored into a state with no malicious files. On a separate page, a developer posted an alert stating that unknown attackers took over control of the GitHub account, replacing the portage and the MUSL dev trees with malicious versions of each. The malicious version could be used to remove all of a user's files if it worked. The developer also recommended not using any builds from their GitHub downloaded on the 28th, but users are safe if they did an rsync or web rsync from the gentoo.org website, as none of the data on their domain was affected. Now, if you did download and install Gentoo from GitHub on the 28th, the organization advises backing up whatever content you need on your devices and reinstalling with new downloads. Now, you would think that Equifax's breach last year would be the biggest one of them all. But oh, there is so much more. A Florida-based aggregation firm who specializes in marketing and data collection called Exactus was found to be exposing 340 million records on American citizens and businesses, including phone numbers, home addresses, email addresses, and a lot more. 340 million is slightly larger than the current US population statistics, since the current stats include about 325 million citizens. This leak of data included 230 million on consumers and about 110 million on businesses. Exactus had records stored on a publicly accessible server, amounting to a whopping 2 terabytes worth of data that was found by security researcher Vinny Troia in June. Now, it would not be so worrying since a lot of that data is already out there due to other breaches, but Exactus had over 400 variables per each person, including things like whether or not they smoke, your religious affiliation, if you are a pet owner, or if you have kids, and their gender, and how many, and your age, and the list goes on and on. Luckily, though, credit card and social security numbers were not included in this link. Now, while Wired, for example, found that some of the information was outdated, much of it does not change over time. Data like this could be used to build a profile on you and used to scam friends on social networks or impersonate your entire life. Troia found the database by searching Shodan for a specific type of database under American IPs, in which he found 7,000 versions, with Exactus being the one that was unprotected and freely accessible with just an internet connection. He assumes that if he got access, that probably means that others have too. The FBI and Exactus have both been contacted, and Exactus has closed the vulnerability. Now, data aggregators, they generally collect this kind of information from lots of different sources, including publicly accessible profiles, email or magazine subscriptions, credit reports, loyalty cards, the list goes on, and it can be potentially sold to advertisers or marketing firms for targeted adverts. Exactus has not responded to the inquiries at the time of recording, but since they are a US company collecting data on US citizens, they are not held liable for any GDPR compliance. Which brings me on to my next story. In an unanimous vote by the California State Senate on Thursday, then by Governor Jerry Brown, the California Consumer Privacy Act of 2018 was signed into law. This legislative bill, which can be found in full detail at the government website linked below, says that it will give Californians a right to know what kind of personally identifiable information is being collected by a business, who it's being sold to if it's being sold to anybody, the right to delete that data, and the right to opt in or out, along with the right to equal services and prices. The bill will go into effect on January 1st, 2020, and includes penalties for businesses of up to $7,500 per violation. But what does personal information mean? Well, in this case, according to the bill, it's anything that can be linked to a household or a particular consumer. So stuff like your browsing history, your salary, your location and name and addresses, email, social security number, and more. Publicly available information will not be covered by the law. So I, as a Californian, since I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area, could request data up to twice per year from a business about what data they collect, and I could request any information be deleted by that data. It's all free for consumers, so businesses have to eat the cost of reporting and deletion of that data. Now, data on children is even stricter, with everything needing to be opt-in for kids under 16 and consent from a parent being required for children under 13. Businesses also cannot raise prices or discriminate against a consumer if the consumer decides to exercise their legal rights under this law. Now, how have Google, Facebook, other Silicon Valley businesses reacted to this news? Well, Google said that it may have, quote, unintended consequences, while the Internet Association, who represents Facebook, as well as the California Chamber of Commerce and the Association of National Advertisers, they all oppose the bill. No surprise there. Now, this bill, which is numbered AB375, was first introduced by Assemblymember Ed Chow and Senator Robert Hertzberg. It was passed due to a ballot question that was going to be on the November state elections. Now, this ballot measure was a little bit more stricter at consumer protections, led by the Californians for Consumer Privacy Group, who agreed to pull the ballot measure since the law was passed in June. Now, in this case, the ballot measure was going to hit upon a lot of the same points, consumer privacy and data collection rights. Since the bill was signed into legislation as opposed to being a ballot measure, this gives the state government easier means to make changes later on. So whether or not that's a good thing is yet to be determined. This is the closest thing to GDPR that any US state has, although it's not perfect. Until 2020, we are sure to see some changes based on lobbying groups and activists as well. Patrons, all of you out there, make sure to share your favorite stories in the community tab or on the Discord. Every Friday, I will pick three or more top stories for a voting poll that patrons can vote on to be included in the next week's episode, and the leading one will get a shout out from me as well. Patrons get access to a downloadable audio version of the show, first looks at show topics, polls, discussions just for patrons, behind the scene photos, and now that Discord server just for patrons at $2 per month and up. So join now to get access to all of those and to help support the show. Our next milestone goal gets you access to a live video Q&A just for patrons at all levels and gets us closer to doing a second episode each week, and I am super excited about that. Also, a big thanks to our Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos like this brand new one. It's adorable. I love them. Keep them coming. Hit that subscribe button or share this episode on your favorite social media page as well. And with that, I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. Go California! Privacy rights. Yeah.